Oh, the ironies of preparing to preach on a text of Jesus in the desert when we were in the middle of yet our third snowstorm. It's hard to think about parched desert places when there's nothing but snow around us. But, I mean, snow is kind of like a desert, right? Everything gets kind of quiet and people are out less because they don't like going out in the cold. And in traditional times, snowstorms used to shut things down a little bit and quiet our life down. But now that kids can go to school on Zoom, there is no rest for the weary, right? Long gone are the snow days, I think. I think we'll just continue to do things virtually. But like snow and desert places are symbolic. And in Jesus's gospel reading, or the gospel reading today, Jesus finds himself in a desert place. And much like us finding ourselves in a winter wonderland, deserts can be places of reflection. At least snow days used to be like that, when we used to make breakfast and stay at home and get our things done that we used to. They are places where we can take stock and rest for a moment. And Jesus finds himself in Mark's gospel immediately in the desert. Now, Mark's gospel is rather short. It's the no-nonsense Twitter version in 140 characters of the story of Jesus. And so we clip very quickly from the baptism into the desert and into the arrest of John the Baptist. If you've read the beginning stories of Jesus' ministry in the other scriptures, you'll know that there's a little more details in the others. For example, Luke's gospel goes into what happened there in the desert as Jesus was tempted by the devil, talking about how Jesus and the devil were proof texting with each other, trying to outquote one another with Bible passages and who was correct and who was not. Mark's gospel has no time for these details and just says that Jesus was tempted in the desert and that the holy angels came to meet him. There in the desert place, Jesus has an encounter with support and affirmation that God came to meet. And so for us, as we now begin to journey into the symbolic journey of Lent, we find ourselves also mimicking this desert journey. As we journey into the desert places of Lent, we hear again and again how God comes to meet us. Our theme for Lent this year, as we use our devotional resource, is again and again. Again and again will be our Lenten refrain as we hear and discover God's promises that come to us again and again. God's love and mercy and grace that comes to us again and again, no matter what. That even if we find ourselves in the middle of an ongoing pandemic, God's grace, peace, mercy, and love come to us again and again. As we immerse ourselves in these stories that we have been telling in faithful community for hundreds and thousands of years, of God's grace and love and peace that come to us again and again, even in these desert places. So here, as we begin our journey into Lent, we discover the landscape of the desert place. I don't know about you, but perhaps this pandemic has felt very much like a desert place. A place that has pushed us and tested us and caused us to re-examine what is really important. That here in these sparse places, we might begin to discover an encounter with God. Because the truth is that in desert places, in difficult places, God is not absent, God is present, and God is with us. See, amazing things begin in the desert. And for Jesus, the kingdom of God began there in that desert place. That as soon as Jesus is baptized, he is sent out into the desert, maybe for a time of renewal, maybe a time of clarifying his mission and ministry, maybe a deeper sense of connecting with God. And desert functions very much in the story of our salvation. If you go back to the story of the Israelites, Moses and the Israelites wander around on the Sinai Peninsula, which is a desert place. A desert place that leads from their captivity and to their freedom in the Promised Land. Now, it wasn't a desert, but it was the flood that is recounted in our first lesson, that the flood experience that cut them off from the creation is the beginning of the covenant that God makes with us. I will establish for them a covenant. A sign in the sky will be a reminder of the beginning of my never-ending love for my people. You see, in the midst of things that are difficult and painful, God is not absent, but comes to meet us again and again and again, and calls us beloved, sacred, holy, God's beloved people. And so in our gospel text, we hear the voice come from heaven that says, "This is my Son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." There in the desert place, we hear God's choosing of the holy, which also means when we find ourselves in those difficult desert-like places, like this pandemic or difficult things that we try for the first time, we too hear the voice of God saying, "You are my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased." See, this sometimes difficult places is the beginning of our story of our salvation, the beginning of the good news that we have been chosen by God and appointed with a sacred and profound mission in the world, to go into those difficult places and remind the world that they are loved and they are claimed by God. And so, the beginning of the good news sometimes happens in difficult places. I've been reflecting on how this pandemic, and as difficult as it has been a renewing time for me, that I see our renewed sense of what it means to be church and what it means to be God's hands and feet in the world as we have wrestled with ways that we too might continue to show people that God loves them. And we have found incredible ways to make that happen, and renewed ways and expanded ways. And we're reaching people via our worship that we never could have before. I think it's amazing that even in the midst of things that are difficult, God reminds us that we are loved. God reminds us of our purpose. And God sends us to the world to be agents of justice, peace, and mercy. Because that's what it means to claim and be claimed by a God who loves us, a God who sees our value and our worth as sacred. You too are named beloved. You too are sent from these desert places on a mission to spread the good news. So as we begin this journey of Lent in this season of pandemic, may we remember that we have been claimed by God, that we have been named beloved, and that we too, like Jesus, are being sent from this place, attended by holy angels, and sent to begin the kingdom of God. May that new work for us this year be a renewing time in the season of Lent, that as we engage in this renewing act of discovering God's love this year in Lent, we may again and again and again hear God's profound love for us in all days. Amen.